officials urged members Thursday to act decisively to put in place measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus and a potential surge in cases like the one earlier this year that prompted widespread lockdowns. The EU Commissioner for Health and Food Safety said, quote, "We are at a decisive moment. All member states must be ready to roll out control measures immediately and at the right time," end quote. More than 3 million COVID-19 cases have been reported across the EU and Britain since the pandemic began, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Some EU countries are experiencing higher numbers of new infections than they had in March at the peak of the outbreak in the region. France's health ministry reported Thursday the number of people hospitalized in intensive care units due to the coronavirus surpassed 1,000 for the first time since early June. In the Netherlands, health officials said Thursday the number of new infections rose to more than 2,500, a record high for a single day. And Poland's health ministry also reported a record daily rise in cases, attributing the trend to people making more contact with others after restrictions were lifted. The global economic outlook is less bleak than in June, an IMF spokesman said Thursday, signaling that the organization's forecast will be raised when it is released next month. The spokesman said that while parts of the global economy are beginning to turn the corner, the outlook remains very challenging, with emerging markets other than China facing a precarious situation due to the coronavirus. And AstraZeneca is still waiting for the U.S. drug regulator to approve the restart of the clinical trial of its potential COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, almost 3 weeks after it was paused due to safety concerns. This is VOA News. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was arrested